I think it would be helpful to revisit Herbert Marcuse's words from Eros and Civilization that I quoted in Waking Up in part four of the last chapter, The Plan, about the responsibility of the intellectual, which is also the title of my blog 48. To revisit Marcuse's words and ask the question, how would we translate his words, so very prescient, into our mother tongue? Quote, this is Herbert Marcuse. To the degree to which organized labor operates in defense of the status quo, and to the degree to which the share of labor in the material process of production declines, intellectual skills and capabilities become social and political factors. Today, the organized refusal to cooperate of the scientists, mathematicians, technicians, industrial psychologists, and public opinion pollsters may well accomplish what a strike, even a large-scale strike, can no longer accomplish, but once accomplished. And see, I have to interject again. That puts me in mind of a further deepening of our analysis, because what we want to accomplish has never before been accomplished in the history of this class system, that is to say, for thousands and thousands of years. We have never had the beginning of the reversal. We are in the beginning of the reversal. If not, let's just say we are in the reversal. The beginning of the reversal, the preparation of the ground for political action. That the idea appears utterly unrealistic doesn't reduce the political responsibility involved in the position and function of the intellectual in contemporary industrial society. In another interjection, and you see this is sadly wanting. What we are seeing is a fear of saying what is not sanctioned, in this case, on the left, by Marxist orthodoxy, which is an ideology of class, that we have a left and right version of the same story, progress. Returning to Marcuse, the intellectual refusal may find support in another catalyst, the instinctual refusal among the youth in protest. It is their lives which are at stake, and if not their lives, their mental health and their capacity to function as unmutilated humans. Their protest will continue because it is a biological necessity, unquote. And that's from Eros and Civilization, Herbert Marcuse. When he says, to the degree to which the share of labor in the material process of production declines, intellectual skills and capabilities become social and political factors, unquote. In earth terms, he's saying, to the degree the resources of the planet have been consumed and made private, and power doesn't need us anymore to achieve these ends, and as its sine qua non of hierarchy and private control means they cannot feed us, and we must then necessarily, stomachs growling, get restless. What the mind workers do at that moment, this moment we're in, could be determinative. So what his words advise and prophesy, most importantly, is a return of heart, of solidarity to our global society.